The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene.
Good afternoon, Paul. Let's get straight into it because there is a lot to report.
Yes.
And we're a little out of time.
Yes,
so let's get right into it with COVID-19 and the exciting news out of Pfizer Pharmaceuticals that their tests have proven at the moment to be at least 90% effective in preventing coronavirus infections, and this is during their phase 3 trials. Now, just to remind listeners, Israel is still in early parts of our trials. We only started phase 1 last week. I know I've got a lot of questions today. Where is Israel as far as the trials are concerned? But excellent news, very, very encouraging news coming from Pfizer, and I see the markets are responding positively to that and surging. And what we do have coming in just several minutes ago is that Israel is already in talks with Pfizer to acquire the vaccine. And I think that if you've got any stocks in that company, you'll be looking good. And this comes as our mortality rate is slightly higher, and that is because we've opened up more businesses. Yesterday, the street-facing or high street shops started to open, which is good news for vendors and good news for those employed. At least 80,000 Israelis back to work yesterday, and apparently queues for miles and miles as people have lined up to shop. It's the weather's dropping. People need winter clothes. We've been locked in, and slightly more positive note. However, Prime Minister Netanyahu has warned that if infections don't drop again, that we will not be having any more lifts of our lockdowns.
Well, let us hope for better news in terms of the COVID curve on your side, Rolene. It is good news. We heard from Professor Shube that as a country, we're probably a good 6 to 9 months away from getting the doses of the vaccine. And it's been, apart COVID-19 aside, it's been such an eventful week. The U.S. election results, what is the Israeli perspective on it? Has there been a delay in congratulating while Israeli officials made sure that Biden was indeed the president-elect? And Abbas to make demands on Biden, what is going on geopolitically there?
Well, this was a big controversy yesterday, and of course we all watch Twitter to see what is happening and who's saying what, and if we don't, we have a serious case of FOMO. But yesterday, quite a bit of criticism leveled at Prime Minister Netanyahu because he seemed to drag his feet in wishing President-elect Joe Biden a congratulations. And I think this is amongst a lot of controversy that is happening in the United States. President Donald Trump still saying or still contesting the results of the election, saying that he's got proof that there was election fraud. And we know, if you've been following proceedings, that the White House is actually very torn at the moment because you've got some of his staff fighting to the last, and some of his staff, including his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, trying to get him to concede, to step down and do it with some kind of dignity. But that's their battle. Our concern is what happens here. But yesterday, Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Rivlin, along with Benny Gantz, who's the defense minister and alternate prime minister, the foreign minister Ashkenazi, and various others saying congratulations. A very careful wording coming from Prime Minister Netanyahu, because he said, you know, congratulations to Joe Biden, but didn't say on becoming president-elect. And both President Rivlin and Prime Minister Netanyahu thanking President Donald Trump for his friendship towards the state of Israel. President Rivlin has invited President-elect Joe Biden to visit Israel at his earliest convenience. And a lot of, because there's of course a lot of debate now, will we see the Biden administration, you know, mirroring that of the Obama administration, which hasn't gone down well in the history of Israel as a super friendly administration. A lot of the concerns there was more related to John Kerry, the Kerry doctrine, and some of his comments and some of his acts as opposed to necessarily somebody like Joe Biden, who has enjoyed a very, very strong relationship with Israel. People like Michael Oren, the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, reiterating what a friend of Israel both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, his VP. She has impeccable APAC credentials. She's visited the country. She's been hosted by people like Yesh Atid, Yair Lapid, like Michael Oren. So I know that she made some controversial comments last week vis-a-vis the Palestinians, but I think that Israel right now will proceed cautiously. We will navigate this. Our concern is the Iranian deal. What the situation is going to be there. Will President-elect Biden re-enter negotiations with the Iranians? But we have to also bear in mind that the landscape has changed over the last couple of months, and we have to see what kind of bearing that has. But we can always rely on President Mahmoud Abbas. He has released a statement through his official saying that he will be demanding of a Biden administration that they send the embassy back to Tel Aviv, that they reverse their stance on Jerusalem, and that he's only prepared to go back to the negotiation table provided it picks up where it left off under the Obama administration. So some major demands coming from Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, but we just want to remind the president that probably the most high on President-elect Biden's to-do list is to deal with the COVID-19 crisis. And America, we hope that this success with Pfizer goes a long way to, you know, to making strides, even though he has said, and I quote you, he says that the vaccine gives hope, but there is still a long battle ahead. I congratulate the brilliant women and men who helped produce this breakthrough and to give us such cause for hope. At the same time, it is important to understand that the end of the battle against COVID is still months away. That's President-elect Joe Biden.
Well, Rolene, it has been that kind of day where we, I think the one positive thing we can say is that tomorrow can only be better in terms of the technical glitches. But thanks, as always, for joining us. I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. And I think just to say, as you've hinted, that the Israel-US relationship has always, well, at least for the last 50 years, has been pretty bipartisan. And while there will be people that are very that will prioritize the details of what the Trump administration did in the Middle East, specifically where the embassy is and what's happening with Iran, whether there's a Democrat or a Republican president in the White House, I think Israel has been pretty pragmatic and pretty confident of receiving the usual moral, military, and financial aid from the U.S. that it's enjoyed over the last few decades. And that's unlikely to change.
Absolutely. And that we have to remember. And on that note, we'll speak again tomorrow.